What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
In school, the science lab and art class can seem like polar opposites, but the two studies can reinforce each other. This is something the Spirit of Youth Dreamer Award winner, Sarah DeVald, understands.
So often, young women feel pressured to choose either the arts or the sciences. I want to share with them that we can do both.
Sarah DeVald is a fourth-generation Alaskan whose company Vintage Train Case produces a variety of LED artwear design items, such as jewelry, dresses, and ballet performance costumes.
Through my Vintage Train Case designs, I seek to bring positivity and joy through innovative fusions of modern science and technology with classic art and design.
Her work has been recognized by 3M, Discovery Education, and the Alaska Society of Technology. She also hopes to inspire others through ballet mentorship, which she does in addition to her company.
Over the past several years, there's been a rapid decline in the number of students entering the world of classical ballet, as many young people have deemed it antiquated and irrelevant. My goal is to be a ballet ambassador to children, including my 7 to 12-year-old ballet students, sharing with them that work ethic, poise, and cooperation are all traits that never go out of style.
While DeVald has achieved so many accomplishments on her own, she acknowledged that the support from her teachers and family has helped her on many levels.
None of these opportunities would have been possible without the adults in my life who believe in me. Thank you.
For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media reporter Kaylee Latoka.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from Recover Alaska.